Hello everyone, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 22. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello, and today I'm going to talk about why I'll always have goals. Right? So, for me, it's set a goal, make a plan, do the work, continue to stick to it, and then, well, reach the highest plateau of reaching my goal, right? So, you know, it's, you know, set the goal. Well, the first goal is, well, write the book. Make a plan. That's the brainstorming sessions. Get to work. It's writing that book. Sticking to it. Well, no goofing around, because I can do that sometimes. And then reaching the end goal, which is finally publishing that book when it's supposed to be published, when that date is set, right? So I always have goals because I can never get complacent. I can never like really be complacent, right? And because I have such a big goal, which you guys already know by now, and I want to achieve that goal by the end of 2024, I know that I have to continually grind and do the work that I need to do. And in between writing all of the books, you know, I'm, you know, working on a whole lot of other projects, and I'm trying to, you know, get as much content out there as possible and to share my journey as not just a writer and author, but also me as a person, who I am, how I'm growing, how I'm doing this podcast, how I'm writing the blogs, you know, how I'm, you know, being creative in every aspect of my life, right? Now, you guys know what the goal is as far as me writing my books by the end of 2024, and I'm quite sure by now there's at least one of you that thinks that I'm really crazy, and that's okay. And it's a lot to accomplish, but I've already envisioned myself achieving that, right? So I already know that by the end of 2024, I will have achieved, you know, the goal that I want to in regards to my writing and how many books I want to get done, right? So yes, that is unprecedented and it's very rarely done. But for me, I know that I'll always have content to share and there's always going to be content that needs to be written, right? So as you guys know by now, once I have, you know, a goal and I accomplish it, I move on, right? There's no sitting around, there's no celebrating, there's no goofing around, there's no going out, and there's no having fun, things like that. Like, look, you know, I tend to, you know, go out every once in a while, but for me, I always have this mentality of like, yeah, there's no time to celebrate. And there's people that I need to reach. You know, there's an audience that I need to cater to. There's millions of people that don't know that I write. Most people don't even know I exist. And that's okay. It's not the end of the world for me. And I'm very competitive. I'm competitive as hell, and it can get the best of me sometimes. So now that I'm, you know, 5 years into it as we speak, I know that I can slow down a little bit. But I'm an athlete. I've been playing basketball for 30 years. So there's this like competitive nature in me and the competitive juices kick in. And then in my mind, it's all right, Mel, you got to do work, right? So it's rare that I take days off, you know, and when I do, it's really, you know, never longer than 2 days. And that's why I will always continue to have goals. I always write to-do lists. I always make sure that I'm working towards something. Like, you know, over a weekend sometimes, you know, one day I'm recording podcasts, another day I'm writing, another day I'm watching something on TV to get my juices going and potentially give me an idea of, you know, what, you know, I want to write, things like that. But you know, taking like 2 days off, like even when I do that, I feel guilty for doing it because, well, I've been working, you know, so much and all the time and often, it just feels weird to take off. That's just the honest truth. So I will always have goals because for me, there's always a new idea. There's always a new concept for a book that I can write that, you know, may resonate in someone's mind, you know. And look, my mind just never stops chugging away. It's like a well-oiled machine, unfortunately. Sometimes I want the machine to just slow down just a little bit, right? But I don't think my mind will really ever stop chugging away. And, you know, even if it did, I probably wouldn't know what to do with myself. I'd be like, wow, like my mind is clear. I don't have anything to worry about. Like, so even though I say like I want my mind to like chill out, even if it finally was to do that, it would just feel weird, right? And for me, I always feel like you should always have goals and you need to keep striving for them, whatever you're good at. I don't care if you're good at, you know, cooking, cleaning, talking behind a microphone, you know, analyzing things, you know, growing a garden, whatever it is, you know, just do it, right? Because everyone is passionate about something, and that should be your motivation daily. It really should. And, you know, some days you're not going to have it, and I'm not going to sit here and lie. Like, there are some weekends I'm just like, eh, I don't got it. All I got is energy to go to the gym and maybe sit in a lay in my bed and be on my iPad and just write a couple of chapters of books. Sometimes I don't want to get behind this microphone and record, you know? I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. That's just what it is, right? So that's just part of, you know, who we are. You know, we just have our days where we want to be lazy, and it's okay. It's just, let's not let a week go by of doing nothing, or like 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever it is, because then before you know it, it becomes months, right? And for me, having the goals that I do, I know that nothing's going to happen overnight. And, you know, the journey has to be worth it to you in order to see the end goal, you know? So sometimes we have to enjoy the grind, and sometimes we really need to take a step back and enjoy the journey a little bit more in order to get to where we want to be. And, you know, just, you know, sitting back and reflecting and observing on, you know, things that you've accomplished, things you've done, and knowing that, you know, there's more to be done. And, you know, even though I know that somewhere along the lines, I know I will want to stop writing books because I know I want to write short films and screenplays and things like that, that will be the next aspect of my life. And, you know, a lot of my books that I've written, I want to turn into screenplays and things of that nature and eventually turn those into short films. You know, to really keep it, you know, honest with you guys, you know, I want my Code Blue series to turn into short films. I want my Kids with Guns series and my Struggles of Growth of a Man series to turn into short films and things like that. Like, that is another big goal of mine. So this is why I continually say I'm always going to have goals. Like, I mean, and that's just, you know, the way my mind works, right? So by the end of 2024, I will have written books for 8 years. You know, most authors only write like a year or two and then that's it, because they just, you know, don't want to do it, or they don't have that mental drive to continue to write and create and things of that nature. And sometimes people just only have one book in them and that's on the bucket list and they do it and then that's it. I've met authors that, well, it's like one or two book shot deal and then that's it. And at that time, you know, when I went to that book festival and met a couple of authors, I was like 12 or 13 books into the whole situation. So for me, I'm walking in, you know, going into a book festival, you know, and I've written a lot already. And now here I am. I've doubled that since that book festival. And that was, I think, 3 years ago. So, you know, for me, this is, you know, an enjoyable experience for me. and it's teaching me a lot about who I am and, you know, what I want to become. So, you know, I always have goals. And even outside of just all this creativity that I'm doing, I have goals to, you know, inspire people and motivate people through this podcast and, you know, helping, you know, people become authors and helping people become, you know, entrepreneurs and helping people to, you know, think outside the box and, you know, become a person that stands out from the pack of everyone else. You know, being the person that if everyone's wearing, you know, a black shirt, you're going to wear a blue shirt, you know, and stand out from everybody, or wear a white shirt, or wear a red shirt, or whatever, or a yellow shirt, whatever it is. You know, we all have to, you know, be different in our own way. And, you know, your goals are your goals, you know, mine are mine. And, you know, that's what it needs to be. So I'll always continue to, you know, push the envelope in regards to, you know, what I want to accomplish for myself. I want to be able, like, to really, like, when I retire from everything that I'm doing, I want to be able to sit back and go, yeah, I did it. And I did it my way. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. Stay tuned. Wednesday, motivation and inspiration. Friday, book insight. What book am I going to talk about this week? I don't know, but it will be a good one. Anyway, enjoy your week, guys. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.